Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 86 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
So it's not just, let's do this for the veteran. We want to help the veteran connect to the university.
Moorhead State is working to improve college life for former military students. The University of Kentucky is raising money for student scholarships. A Kentucky middle school may be stripped of funding for a Trump administration project. A support program for individuals with disabilities gave back to the community this weekend. Lexington is working to bring back paper recycling in the city. In sports, Rowan County girls soccer is in action tonight. Bud Luke has the stock report. Clear skies tonight with a low around 65. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. Moorhead State University is doing more to help its veteran students. The university has welcomed a new director of military initiatives this year. Dr. Silas Session is a retired field artillery officer who worked as a civilian contractor at Fort Knox after his retirement. He says MSU does a lot for students who served.
From granting credit for the military training to services to waiving fees to understanding veterans and some of their issues. Some of it may be PTSD or some of them may be away from the classroom, things like that. Integrating the veterans to college life.
For more information on the university's veteran services, visit moorheadstate.edu and search for veterans. The University of Kentucky is working to help students with unmet financial need, which has led some of them to drop classes altogether. UK President Eli Capilouto spoke to attendees at the 2019 SOAR Summit on Friday about one way the school is contributing to the future of Appalachia. Capilouto says that UK is creating a pilot program intended to create grants that will assist students in need.
We know if we can close that gap, the likelihood of that student completing their college degree in 4 years increases greatly.
The school is looking to raise $300 million to invest in student scholarships. Researchers at the University of Kentucky College of Medicine's Department of Behavioral Science are looking for individuals to participate in a study. According to LAX 18, those researchers are conducting a study on the behavioral effects of medications and alcohol. Participants must be between the ages of 21 and 55 and use alcohol regularly. Research is conducted on both an inpatient and outpatient basis. Eligible volunteers will be paid for their participation and may be reimbursed for travel. More information and confidential interviews are available by calling 859-257-5388. The Inez Fire Department received a $32,000 AEP grant today. The grant went towards the purchase of 5 new breathing masks, which volunteers wear in the midst of rescue to keep smoke at bay. Jared Sloan is the assistant chief for the Inez Volunteer Fire Department. He tells WYMT the masks are crucial to operating efficiently.
It was going to take us about 4 to 5 years just to be able to replace one of those breathing apparatus.
For more information about the Inez Volunteer Fire Department and to donate, you can visit inezfirerescue.com. A proposed middle school at Kentucky's Fort Campbell military base is being stripped of its funding as the Trump administration shifts more dollars towards the construction of the president's long-touted U.S.-Mexico border wall. WUKY's Josh James has more.
The middle school, originally meant to ease overcrowding in current facilities on the post, is one of 127 military projects facing possible elimination as the administration shifts $3.6 billion toward President Trump's border wall, which he maintains is necessary to fight illegal immigration. The funds tagged for the middle school amount to about $62 million, which would pay for the renovation of the old Fort Campbell High School. The Pentagon announced it would be pulling the funds and reallocating them to build 11 sections of the wall. WLEX reports other domestic and overseas projects on hold include road improvements, shooting ranges, missile launch pads, and hangars. It's estimated the funds could pay for 175 miles of fencing at the border. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
A support program in Nicholasville is giving back to the community. After receiving many donations from the public, the Full Circle Supports Program decided to host a free Friday giveaway. Executive Director Diana LeMay tells LEX 18 the program teaches individuals how to work in businesses and with others.
Well, they're learning about job skills and employment, how to get along and interact with customers.
The organization handed out free T-shirts and items which had been donated on Friday. About 50 people with disabilities work at the program each week. The recycling program in Lexington is closer to reestablishing paper recycling. WMKY's Jonathan Burton has the story.
The mayor of Lexington, Linda Gorton, is requesting proposals to provide the city with an ideal recycling program. Residents are supportive due to the lack of room for paper and the presence of an outdated recycling program. According to LEX 18, Lexington is investing towards equipment to better their recycling efforts. Mayor Gorton says the city hopes to upgrade the Lexington recycling facility, and business proposals for the plan are now being accepted. From WMKY News, I'm Jonathan Burton.
We'll have a look at your region's headlines, more of them, right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes in the Laughlin Building are open to the public for birthday parties, youth groups, by-the-hour or per-game pricing. Cosmic Bowling features disco and black lights, open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. For more information and reservations, the phone number is 606-776-3457.
U.S. Army Human Resources are looking for recent computer engineering graduates to fill positions at Fort Knox. WMKY's Nacogdoches Miller has that story.
A press release states between 30 and 40 positions are available, many of which are suitable for recent computer engineering graduates. IT Resource Management Chief Charlie Elswick, the jobs are GS-11 through GS-13 level jobs paying between $60,000 and $115,000 a year. Engineers will work under the Personal Information Systems Director, IT Support, Cybersecurity, and Software Development. All positions are listed on usajobs.gov. For WMKY News, I'm Nacogdoches Miller.
State and local governments have sought billions of dollars from Purdue Pharma as a way to hold the company and the family that owns it accountable for the nation's opioid epidemic. A potential payout that is now clouded in uncertainty after state attorney general said settlement talks had broken down. The attorney general directly involved in the negotiations with the maker of OxyContin and the Sackler family said they anticipated Purdue filing soon for bankruptcy protection. On Saturday, two state attorneys general leading settlement negotiations with the company sent an email to their colleagues saying talks were at an impasse and that they expected Purdue to file for bankruptcy protection imminently. A Purdue spokeswoman declined to comment on the email, which was obtained by the Associated Press, and representatives of the family have not returned messages. Bankruptcy would mark a major shift in the multi-district litigation being overseen by a federal judge in Cleveland, and it would likely take Purdue out of the first federal trial over the opioid crisis, which is scheduled to start in October. A bankruptcy judge would have a lot of say how to divide Purdue's assets. Governor Bevin's legal team has failed to persuade a judge to step aside from a hearing in a lawsuit stemming from teacher protest. KNN's Will Clark reports.
Franklin Circuit Judge Philip Shepard denied a motion asking he recuse himself from the case filed by Attorney General Andy Beshear challenging the state labor cabinet's authority to investigate protesting teachers. The governor's legal team says Shepard should step aside because he liked a Facebook post praising Beshear campaign volunteers. Shepard retorted by saying he's liked posts promoting Republicans and says it's an extreme stretch to believe an isolated Facebook like of a campaign-related post should automatically disqualify a judge from hearing a case that could affect the campaign. I'm Will Clark.
The Washington Post is ranking Kentucky third on their list of governors' races most likely to flip parties in 2019 and 2020. Back in April, Governor Matt Bevin found his name at the bottom of the nonpartisan Morning Consult's list of most popular governors, and his combative style has rubbed many in his own party the wrong way. Now, the Post is arguing Democrats are well-positioned to retake the governorship because Bevin is, quote, broadly unpopular. He's being sued by the lieutenant governor, and a Republican state senator is campaigning against him. But Bevin has appeared unconcerned, taking the numbers in stride when asked about them in April.
So these polls, my gracious, they've never been right, ever, as it relates to me in this state, so I pay them no mind whatsoever.
The independent Cook Political Report ranks the contest between Bevin and Attorney General Andy Beshear as a toss-up. Plagued by everything from delays to cost overruns to reports of squirrels chewing through lines, the Kentucky Wired Project has been an increasingly tough sell in Frankfort. But the $300 million public-private partnership launched under former Governor Steve Beshear marked a high point on Friday, with Governor Matt Bevin and Congressman Hal Rogers announcing the completion of the 1B and 2 rings meant to provide broadband for 39 counties. In 2018, lawmakers reluctantly agreed to fund penalty payments to private companies that own existing utility poles, just one of the cost increases that led Louisville Republican Representative Jason Nemus to label the project a, quote, sham perpetuated on the Commonwealth.
We've got to go through with it because of the position that we're in, but this is an outrageous example of bad government.
Officials expect construction on the entire Kentucky Wired project to be finished by 2020, making the state first to build an open-access fiber optic cable network in every county. Firefighters responded quickly to a forest fire on Saturday afternoon. Officials say they believe the flames were reignited from a previous campfire the night before, and around 3 or 4 acres were damaged. Stephen Argonis is the assistant chief of Lost Creek Fire Department. He tells WYMT people should make sure their fire is completely out before leaving the campground.
Everything is so thick and lush and has been this summer from all the rain, it just has a lot more of a fire load. So we have to be more diligent in the fall to make sure that that we don't let things get out of hand. Even just a few embers could travel, you know, on a windy day could travel probably a half a mile.
Argonis says to make sure you never leave a fire unattended, and when finished with it, smother it in dirt. Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for the counties of Boyd, Greenup, and Lewis. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 65. Tomorrow, sunny and hot, a high near 91. Tuesday night, mostly clear, low around 69. Wednesday, a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening, mostly sunny and hot with a high near 90. Wednesday night, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms around 9 p.m., otherwise partly cloudy skies with a low around 69 degrees. Taking a look at temperatures across the region right now, it is 85 degrees in Flemingsburg, 86 degrees in Maysville, Ashland, and Mount Sterling. It's 89 in Lexington and over in Inez. And here in Moorhead, it is 86 degrees. On our feature segment for today, our Island Universe debuts and the dog days of summer.
As our calendar flips to September, here in the Northern Hemisphere, we remember our long, lazy, and hot days of summer. Colloquially, we refer to these sultry days as the dog days of summer. Where does this saying come from, and what is its connection to the stars? I'm Chanel Varani, director of the Star Theater at Morehead State University's Space Science Center and host of Our Island Universe. Sirius, in the constellation Canis Major, the big dog, is the brightest star in our winter sky. Indeed, to our ancestors, seeing the nearby constellation Orion the Hunter rise near east as the sun set near west was a signal that winter was approaching in the Northern Hemisphere. So almost 6 months later, when they would observe the sun and Sirius rising together near east, this indicated the arrival of the sweltering heat of summer. Sirius, of course, is not visible during daylight hours, but our ancestors understood it to still be there in the sky, augmenting the power of the sun. In Greco-Roman mythology, Sirius was connected with heat, drought, sudden thunderstorms, lethargy, fever, mad dogs, and bad luck. Homer, in the Iliad, references the association of Orion's dog Sirius with the oncoming heat, fevers, and evil in describing the approach of Achilles to Troy. Sirius rises late in the dark liquid sky. On summer nights, star of stars. Orion's dog, they call it, brightest of all, but an evil portent bringing heat and fevers to suffering humanity. The Romans refer to this period of the year as Dies Caniculares, the days of the dog star. To our ancestors, the sky was magical and full of patterns that they could decode but not understand. Today we know that our changing sky has to do with Earth's orbit around the sun, an idea that would not be accepted until the experiments by Galileo in the 17th century. Our Island Universe is produced by WMKY in cooperation with Physics, Earth Science, and Space Systems Engineering at Morehead State University, home to the Ronald G. Eglin Space Science Center. Learn more at moreheadstate.edu/star theater.
Chanel Varani is an astrophysicist and the new director of Morehead State University's Star Theater. It's 4:47 and 86 degrees here on the beautiful campus of MSU. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Keneally Roberts, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio right here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. We're so glad that you've joined us on this beautiful Monday afternoon. Ty Martin has a look at sports right after this timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from Radio Eye, Kentucky's statewide daily reading service for the blind and visually impaired. Radio Eye's reading service offers newspapers, magazines, health materials, and grocery ads for independent living to people who are blind, visually impaired, or any disability that makes reading difficult or impossible. Radios are available to qualified applicants. More information is available by calling 859-422-6390 or online at radioeye.org.
Browns girls are hoping to make it 6 wins in a row. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tom Martin. The Round County girls soccer team will face off with Harrison County tonight at home. The Vikings are coming off a 7-2 win over Bluegrass United on Saturday that moved the team to 7-1-1 on the season. Head coach Alan Evans says even with a 3-4-1 record, the Phillies will be a tough match for his team.
They have a really good team. They were able to tie Woodford County as our common opponent there. We lost to Woodford County 2-1 in the Bluegrass game, so there was at Woodford County, and one of the goals was a PK. So it should be a very even game, being at our field. May have a little bit of advantage at the first half, playing on the turf where they're not used to that as much. But I expect a very physical game with Harrison County, and they just barely lost to Montgomery County, and so I expect a really good game tonight.
Taking a look at other girls' soccer tonight in the 16th region, East Carter hosts St. Patrick at 6. Bath County is hosting a doubleheader with Powell County. The girls' game begins at 6, and the boys follow at 8 p.m. West Carter plays host to Russell for a doubleheader. The boys face off at 6, and the girls meet at 8. In other 16th region boys' soccer action, Morgan County hosts Jackson City at 6 p.m. We'll have the scores from all of tonight's matchups tomorrow on Morning Edition. Taking a look at the regional volleyball games tonight, Morgan County travels to Magoffin County for a 6 p.m. matchup, then Raceland hosts Holy Family. Fairview travels to Rose Hill Christian, West Carter hosts Lawrence County, and Boyd travels to Lewis County. All four of those games are set to begin at 7 p.m. Round volleyball is gearing up for a series of matches this week. The Vikings have won 3 straight and are heading into the heart of their district and regional schedule. Head coach Steve Walter says his team is trying to shake off some lingering health issues.
A few girls have had some sort of nagging injuries, nothing that's really keeping them out of lineup, but it's keeping them kind of achy, you know, some sore legs and knees and thighs and things like that. And then we've had some of your typical you know, about that time when you get back to school and you have everybody congregating together, the sore throats, the, you know, the strips, the colds and sniffles and that kind of stuff.
The Vikings square off with Fleming County tomorrow night. First serve is set for 7 p.m. The Morehead State volleyball team hosted the Eagle Challenge this weekend, netting three big wins over Presbyterian, Georgia State, and Providence. The wins moved the Eagles to 5-1 on the young season and set the tone for play inside Johnson Arena. The weekend marked the first time the team hosted matches in their new home. Head coach Jamie Gordon says the athletics staff made sure the two-day event was successful.
I'm blessed to have some really good people involved with our volleyball program, our assistant coaches and coaching staff and players. And then on the administrative staff, you know, there's just really good, passionate, quality people. So, you know, when you have different hats to wear or different responsibilities, you know, you just delegate and allow the really good people to do what they do and just try and stay out of their way.
The Eagle volleyball team travels to the Kansas Volleyball Invitational this week. They'll face off with Kansas on Thursday at 8 p.m. After Kentucky basketball, assistant coach Kenny Payne was mentioned in connection to Michael Avenatti, claims of Nike paying players to attend schools, head coach John Calipari broke the silence. According to Kentucky Sports Radio, Calipari was asked if he was concerned about Payne's name coming up in connection to the claims during a press conference. Calipari said it, quote, "It is what it is, and we go about our business." Calipari did say that it didn't come as a surprise that the program drew so much attention. Kentucky starting quarterback Terry Wilson will miss the remainder of the 2019 season after sustaining a left knee injury on Saturday in a win over Eastern Michigan. He suffered the injury when an EMU defender horse collar tackled him in the second half of Saturday's game. Here's UK's head coach Mark Stoops on that play that caused the injury.
Well, that's why it's illegal. You know, that's why it's in the rule. You know, it's illegal, and you know, it can happen. It can happen to anybody. You know, they run a good program, and, you know, Terry's hard to get a hold of, and I'm sure he just reached out and grabbed anything he could, and it's very unfortunate that it's part of our game, but that's why it's in there, you know, because you got to run full speed like that and get jerked back, and he can't handle that.
Kentucky announced Wilson's injury on Saturday afternoon, noting that further testing revealed he tore the patellar tendon in his knee and requires surgery. Wilson was carted off the field and did not return. Junior quarterback Sawyer Smith will start on Saturday when the Wildcats host the Florida Gators. And finally, in sports this afternoon, Keeneland's 76th September yearling sale began today in Lexington. Owners, trainers, and other members of the industry from around the globe will attend the auction. There are more than 45,000 yearlings that will be sold over 13 sessions. In 2018, the auction grossed $377 million. Every Keeneland auction is free and open to the public. And that's going to do it for sports. For WMKY, I'm Ty Martin.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Soccer welcomes Wright State on September 13th at 6 p.m., and football hosts Kentucky Christian on September 14th at 4 p.m. Tickets and more information from the Eagle Athletic Office at 783-2089 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. The Dow was up modestly today, and as such, the blue chip average is now on a four-day win streak. The broader market was weaker, and at the close, the Dow Industrials did manage a gain of 38.05 at 26,835.51. The broader market, as mentioned, weaker than the Dow average, with the S&P down 0.28 at 2978.43, and the NASDAQ composite down 15.64 at 8087.44. And tech stocks were the main culprit in the weakness in the broader market. Google parent Alphabet was down 1% on news that 50 attorneys general are joining an antitrust probe against the Google subsidiary of Alphabet. Microsoft was down 1.7%, and the S&P 500 tech sector itself was down 1.2%. Stocks initially rose on a Politico report from Friday that said China offered last week to increase purchases of U.S. agricultural products if the U.S. eased restrictions on telecom giant Huawei. China's offer could also be contingent on the U.S. delaying higher tariffs on about $250 billion worth of Chinese imports. And new data out of China showed that exports unexpectedly fell in August with a large contraction for shipments to the U.S. The drop indicates further weakness in the world's second largest economy and does put further pressure on Chinese lawmakers to announce new economic stimulus. J.P. Morgan was up 2.1% and Citigroup was up 3.1%. Bank of America added 2.6%, and the bank stocks were particularly strong today as Treasury yields were up, with the benchmark 10-year yield up to 1.59% and the 2-year yield rising to 1.57%. AT&T shares were up 4.3% after Elliott Management revealed a $3.2 billion stake in the company. In a letter to shareholders, Elliott said AT&T can, quote, improve its business and realize a historic increase in value. In the commodities markets today, oil had a very strong showing, finishing with a gain of 2.58% at $58.02 a barrel. Gold was down 0.5% at $1,508.30 an ounce. In Europe, the Stock 600 was down 0.25%. Asian markets were better, with the Nikkei up just over 0.5% and the Shanghai Composite up 0.7%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Community Trust Bank up $1.18 at $40.39, Marathon Petroleum up $1.11 at $53.58, CSX up $1.53 at $69.05, Dollar General down 78 cents at $160.76, Humana up $2.19 at $275.70, and Valvoline was down 37 cents to finish at $22.13. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center, offering paper and document shredding services for Moorhead and Round County residents, community groups, businesses, and industry. Secure, confidential, and HIPAA-compliant, drop off or pick up by appointment at 784-1250. That's 784-1250. Located near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center, keeping the environment clean and green. 784-1250, Facebook and online at moorheadrecycling.org.
Taking another quick look at your region's extended weather forecast. For tonight, clear, low around 65. Tuesday, sunny and hot, a high near 91. Tuesday night, mostly clear, a low around 69. Wednesday, a 10% chance of rain. Otherwise, mostly sunny and hot during the day with a high near 90. Wednesday night, more rain is expected, but only at 20%. Partly cloudy, a low around 69. And for your Thursday, mostly sunny and hot with a high near 90 degrees. Y'all thought it was August, or it was autumn already. Taking a look at some events happening around the region, the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music invites you to a community square dance at the Round County Arts Center, 7 p.m. on Wednesday, September 11th. Admission is $3 and free to students, family-friendly, and beginners are welcome. Round County Christmas will host a spaghetti dinner from 5 to 7:30 p.m. on Thursday, September 12th at the Carl Perkins Community Center in Moorhead. Cost is $6 and includes spaghetti, drink, and dessert. All proceeds will benefit Round County Christmas to provide new toys and food vouchers to children and their families. The 25th annual St. Clair Healthcare Benefit Golf Outing will be held at Eagle Trace Golf Course on Thursday, September the 12th. Flights beginning at 8 a.m. and 1:30 p.m., breakfast and lunch buffet, door prizes, team and individual awards. All proceeds benefit the St. Clair Charity Fund. More information at 783-6512. Coffee Tree Books in Moorhead will host Louisville-based singer-songwriter and author Will Oldham at 6 p.m. on Thursday, September 12th. Oldham will perform and read selections from his latest book, Songs of Love and Horror. The performance is free and open to the public. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Wyatt Melton, Michael Green, Jonathan Burton, Nacogdoches Miller, Sarah Mead, Chaz Jenkins, Ty Martin, and Keneally Roberts. WUKY's Josh James, KNN's Will Clark, Hilliard Lyons Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from Moorhead State University's Chanel Verani. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY, Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For the entire MSPR news team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.